Boker Tov, everyone. We're holding in Tesma Cheshvan Simen Yud, Seif Aleph Alatos Simen Yud Alachadal. These are the halachas of Tefillin. We're going from Tzitzis to Tefillin, as we'll explain. Actually, it's going to a higher and ascending a higher level. But let's first start with the first halacha. The Mishmar says, the Kitzur says that this mitzvah of Tefillin is mitzvah yikar, which means it's a precious mitzvah. Why? Because the entire Torah is hukash l'tefillin, compared to Tefillin. Interesting, the different languages between tzitzis, we said the shakul is equal to all the other mitzvahs, and Tefillin is hukash compared. And I think the difference is that it's in one respect, it's compared to all mitzvahs, which is based on a pasuk. In order that the Torah of Hashem's mouth should be in our Torah's Hashem should be in our mouth, which Chazal teaches that the Tefillin has to be made from something that is kosher. So the Eilam should explain a little bit more. Think about it. What's the difference between Tzitzis and Tefillin? Shakul and Hukash. Number two, a person who doesn't put on Tefillin is considered Peshea Yisrael Begufan. The Gemara in the Masechus Roshon speaks about this. Peshea Yisrael Begufan means that a person is really committing and rebelling against Hashem in a very grave way. Now this again is talking about Pasha B'Sha, when a person is purposely not wearing Tefillin. A person is being lazy, etc. It's a big machlekes, and certainly a person should also be careful, because some hold that it means even if he misses one day. Others say that that is referring to someone that never wore tefillin, and that's why it's so important to get someone to at least wear tefillin once in their lifetime. But of course, every day is an incredible opportunity to wear tefillin. Now, what is the reason why it's considered such precious of a goof? And I think the Pasha B'Sha, in my humble opinion, is that it's connected to the mayach, it's connected to the brain, it's connected where everything is operated based on, which is the brain. And therefore, it affects the entire body. If you don't wear tefillin, perhaps that's a pshat. Another halacha, tefillin that is possible, says the kids of Shulchan Aruch, besides vaitina filling the mitzvah, there's also a problem of a brachas levatala. A person should be careful, says the kids, to make sure that you get this, since it's such a precious mitzvah, to get a sefer that's a mumche, an expert scribe, Yerei Shamayim. You should make sure that the straps are tanned lishma for the sake of the mitzvah of tefillin, and they should be made from, like we mentioned before, oiros toiros, the skins that are from kosher animals. There's a big machshela in his man. Machshala means that there was a stumbling block. People were selling false. Unfortunately, this happens many times throughout history. And that's the reason why a person should be so careful. And he says people are careful with buying their clothing and the different utensils nowadays, cars and everything else. So certainly when it comes to something that's called Chetz Shemayim, a person should not be cheap on his tefillin. A person should make sure that they're black, and they should be smeared with a certain type of shuman, of oil, and making sure that that is not the non-kosher one that the kids speaks about in his time. There's a type of oil that they were using that was called fish dran, which I'm not sure if you know exactly what that is, but it's considered a non-kosher fish. A kitzamaisa, you should be very careful to make sure that you're getting kosher tefillin. A person should be careful also with the corners of the tefillin, to make sure once in a while that they don't get ruined and they can end up with a little bit of a neck of a hole in the actual corners of the tefillin, especially the tefillin shorosh. A person that is careful with the mitzvah of tefillin to be noik, this is one of the famous kitzur shachanos that a bar mitzvah boy should know about, we should all know about, but it's, even from bar mitzvah, to accept upon ourselves what the kitzur guarantees us. Listen to this kitzur. Someone is careful to be no kedusha, not to speak any dvoma, veim or sichas chulin. That means you ain't feeling, don't have any shmuzin. Accept upon yourself to do that. You're going to be marich yomim, and you're muftach, you've been oilam abba. Sounds like a pretty good guarantee. Shenema, it's based on the pasuk, Hashem aleim yichyu, ulechol v'en chaya yuchi, v'tachleminim, v'tachayin, a beautiful pasuk, which basically speaking about it's amazing, but the point is that if you wear kefir with tefillin, you're going to be zeichet to oilam haba. Number nine, the tefillin should be is a lashon of plila vehoichacha. Interesting, a lashon of judgment, the proof. Why? And the reason why palel is because tefillin, as a simple mark to say tefillin, because there's a dagesh which makes it like there's two lamids. So actually, the lashon of tefillin is a testimony and a proof that the Shechina is residing upon us. The Chasam Sofer says an amazing thing in the Shuvas and Siman, I think we'll pay, that says that the Irka Kavana is to remember that we have a special relationship with Hashem, meaning it's also Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is an important factor. But the key is that we have an amazing relationship with Hashem, and He loves us. And He even wears tefillin, as the Gemara says, Maseches Brachos. This is all quoted in beautiful in the article. Kedai to see. Any case, the Gemara next. Also, the pasuk says, it says, V'ra'u kol amei ha'oretz ki shemesh amnikra lecha, and Chazal say, this is referring to tefillin shel Rosh. Why is that? Because the Shin from Hashem's name, meaning of Shakai, Shin Dalet Yud, so that Shin is on the Tefillin Shel Rosh, and since it's part of Hashem's name, also the Kitzur says not to cover it during davening. But Alpi Asoy, the Ben Ishchai actually, and many of the Sfaradim do cover the Talis at least where they're davening Shmonesa. So Alpi Alocha, according to the Kitzur, not according to the Mekubalim, they do. And then we go to Siv Beis. Siv Beis speaks about the Zman of Anochas Tefillin. You wear Tefillin just like Tzitzis, which is from the time of Yaakov, which he says when you recognize someone that you know pretty well, that you know somewhat well from a distance of 6 feet, which we said is about 60 minutes before Nate, some hold 40 minutes before Nate, and some say it's based on the specific, on the Zmanim. So you could check this mind to see Mashiach. It's very again. The Maisa will speak about it maybe when it gets so late to put on. So and this man of Yaki is after you already started davening, you could put it between Ishtabach and between Ishtabach and the Yetzel, meaning the brachas of Kriyat Shema. We'll discuss that, or even later before Shema Yisrael. That's when it's getting much late. Okay, another halacha that Kizit teaches us. That you wear tefillin after tzitzis. One of the reasons for that is because tzitzis is more tadir, it's more common to wear because it's neg and Shabbos and yantar. The other reason is because you're elevating yourself. You're going from tzitzis, then you're going higher with the kedusha of tefillin. If a person is taking out tefillin, is taking out his talis and his tefillin, and he suddenly meets up, meaning he's the tefillin is placed in front of him. So the halacha is he should put in tefillin before he should put tzitzis. Interesting that the Mogen Avraham and the Baal HaTanya hold that no, that if it's still in the keys, which means it's still in its boxes or in your tefillin bag, then the halacha is that there is no problem in ma'avir and the mitzvahs. But the pashut pshat, the way the kitzur and the mishabur hold is that if you see it, if you meet up with it, you should put your tefillin on first before the talus. So that's why it's important when you bring them away to make sure the talus is on top and you meet that first. Next, when it comes to Se'if and Gimel, the kitzur teaches us since it says al yodcha. Chazal say, "Ukshatim lois ad yadcha yadcha midyat keah." Your weaker hand, and that's the reason why you wear tefillin on your left hand. Meaning, if you're righty, a person should make sure to place the tefillin on what's called the makom atafuach, which is where the arm is bulging. And according to many Rishonim, it's the if you split that, it's the lower part. According to the Vilna Gaon, you really have the entire area. But you still have to be careful as much as possible. In the Mishnah says to not wear the biggest tefillin because this way you'll be making sure that the tefillin is in the right position. A person should also lean the tefillin a little towards his body. So when you put your arm down, it's keneged liboi, right? It's keneged your heart. Now, when it says in the pasuk ben ukshatim lasadavaitfas ben enecha, between your eyes doesn't mean between your eyes. Literally, it really means above your head, meaning where your hairline begins, and to make sure that the entire part of the tefillin, what's called the titul and mabata, all above the hairline. There's a big discussion if it's a little bit below that. We say ruba kikula or not. There's a beautiful butchacha. But the chatchila, that's what you should be careful with. And lastly, he says to be careful that it's not even when at tefillin, it should not be leaning to the side, meaning it should be straight above your eyes. There too, there's a quick, big question. Did we say that there's enough room to tefillin? Does that refer to both vertically and horizontally, or only vertically? The halacha is that the tefillin should be placed in the area, like we said, from the beginning of the hairline all the way to the back where the baby's head is soft. If you recall when the baby's born, so there's a soft part that you could recognize, you could touch, and that's the area where your tefillin could go into. When it comes to the strap, it should be at the end of your skull, connected upon him. That's right above the nape of your neck, and that's a little bit when you're moving your finger down and you go a little bit into, so to speak, the ditch, the end of your skull. That's where the strap should be. Have a beautiful day.